I don't remember any of that.
Well, I will. I well, okay.
I don't remember any of
don't
that.
Don't you? No. Oh, this is one of the most extraordinary events that is imaginable for a review court.
I have any recollection.
Oh, no. Well, have your secretary make a copy. This is a very crude. You need to refresh your memory on this, because this was an event that when you write your own history, ask her to make a copy of it. I think you would find it so difficult to read in the form it's in that it'll come out better off the copy. I should explain this thing that's there is for a while when I was at the Free Press, they had a little spot in the Sunday paper that I was supposed to fill, and this was one of those, sometimes they call them thumb suckers, you know,
uh-huh.
You invent your topic and then you talk about it. But anyway, I've mentioned what the facts were, and then I point out right in the middle, two Democratic judges called the court situation anarchy, and the damnedest thing I ever saw. I can't identify who said this. A Republican justice called it ludicrous and ridiculous. Chief Justice Kavanaugh told reporters, I couldn't see how it could be more preposterous. And you could quote me. And you know, he was not accustomed to talking that way.
No.
And I just didn't know how the hell this was ever going to be resolved, and I don't to this day, but somehow it was. That was a matter, if you remember, where the Constitution of Michigan, where it talked about county supervisors being accorded the right, absolute right, to place on the county board. They took no cognizance, you know, whether it's a supervisor of Grand Rapids Township, if you could conceive of such a thing, and Wheatfield out here,
mm-hmm.
The same weight, you know, would be accorded to the membership on the county commission. Well, that's, you keep that and take a look at it, though. I think you'll get a chuckle out of it. I don't know really how far to, would you like to say anything about the judicial selection process, either as it applies to the Supreme Court or to Michigan courts?
Sure. I advocated for many, many years, going back to 1963, a proposal that would satisfy just about any rational need. And it goes back to my experiences with Menon Williams. The role I filled as a member of a small select committee that was limited in its function to providing only an analysis of judicial competence. My proposal has been that the Constitution provide for the selection of a committee consisting of 8 people, 2 to be selected every 2 years, or 1 every year, to serve for 8-year terms. The sole function of him would be to provide a governor with evaluations of professional competence of those the governor is proposing to appoint. Not his appointees, but those he is proposing to appoint.
He gives the commissioner lessons for that.
For what?
With the governor.
1, okay. Or 2, or 3, or half a dozen, however many he wants. And the commission's evaluation of those prospective appointees is narrowly confined to the professional competence
and will be kept confidential, absolutely confidential, excepting only for the evaluation of the prospect ultimately appointed. So when the governor makes his choice, having been given that information about professional competence, and having obtained from other sources that are regularly available to a governor, the political considerations, the social considerations, the ethnic considerations, all of the other factors that go into, quite properly, the selection of his judge, he knows when he makes his appointment that the commission's evaluation of that appointee will be made public with the appointment. And so if it is a negative evaluation, he better be prepared to take the political flak of appointing someone the commission determines is not qualified. Or he had better be anxious to accept the political gain by appointing someone the commission believes is highly qualified. Now, the commission stature is obviously the key to all of this.
I can say, how do you choose it?
It doesn't really matter. You can have the governor appoint members to the commission subject to Senate confirmation. You can require that they be bipartisan, that is to say, half Republicans, half Democrats. You can require all sorts of other conditions. It really doesn't matter, so long as you make sure that the commission is staffed by people who have the capacity to make those judgments, the professional qualification judgments. I suppose you could have professors from law school. I don't care.